I like to talk about the pronouns, and so specifically I will focus on the subject pronouns and the object pronouns because they are the two categories where people have some of the most challenges. We can start on page 70, and you'll notice that the subject pronouns, those are the ones that start action or are what the sentences would be talking about. They begin with first person, I or we, second person, you, and that can be singular or plural, third person, he, she, it, third person, plural, they. Now, the only time that you will use these pronouns, I, we, he, she, it, they, you can be used object or subject, so it's not much discussion on that, is one, if you're starting, if they are functioning as the subject of the sentence or a subject of a clause. Two, if they follow a linking verb. And as indicated on page 70, that would be following is, am, are, was, were, be, been, being. So if someone would call and say, is this Mary speaking? You could say, it is she. She is a subject pronoun. Subject pronouns follow linking verbs. The linking verb is. It would not be accurate in standard English dialect to say, it is me. Me, if you look on page 71, is an object pronoun. Object pronouns receive action. Object pronouns do not start action. Okay, so you can say, it is I, but not it is me. I am she, but not I am her. Now, I maybe should rephrase this. You can say anything you want, but again, when you're on that job interview or when someone is calling you, a lot of times the interview begins when someone in the office contacts you. And when you answer that phone and they say, is this Mary speaking or is this Matthew speaking or is this Mike or is this Mabel? And when the response is, it is me. Or, of course, you can just say, yeah. Some of you say, it is. Some of you say, speaking. But as you elaborate, I am she, it is I am he, then you've started one more notch in that pre-interview and hopefully getting a more thorough interview. So please look very carefully at the subject pronouns and the object pronouns. Again, object pronouns receive action. Object pronouns are in prepositional phrases. Of me, not of I. And I've listened, personally, I have listened to a lot of songs that are, lyrics are really famous, but they kill the pronouns. Okay. Now, most of you are not music stars. And so until you gain that fame, you will want to have command of when to use the subject pronouns, when to use the object pronouns, okay? Another major error that is made, and I mentioned it briefly in another podcast when I was dealing with the verbs, is the use of you. You implied or written or spoken. I'm definitely concerned about when it is spoken. When it is written, because when it's spoken, you're looking at the person, okay? But when you are writing, you don't know who may actually read your paper. You can presume it'll be the professor, but most professors do not read a paper from their standpoint. They're looking at it as if they are also John Q. Public or a part of John Q. Public. So therefore, you don't write, you know how I feel. John Q. Public does not know how you feel. You can say some people, third person, may know how I feel, but you know. If you say, get up, sit down, hear me. Who should hear you? You should hear me. Understood you. So even if you state the you or you write the you, either way, in formal writing, let me reiterate this, in formal writing, you understood or spoken should be eliminated, okay? There is much more in the chapter regarding the use of the pronouns. I shan't go on and on. I think it is best for you, if you're having some challenges, that you may just feel it best to consult with me, okay? All right, thank you so much. As always, no question is stupid or dumb or crazy. If it's important to you, it's important to me, and hopefully it will be important to other members of your online community. Thank you, and have a very super sunrise day as you go through the various podcasts. Thank you. Bye-bye.